Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Nick McNamara here with you. Currently in studio with me, we have retired Colonel C.K. Hutchinson. He's a chairman of the Fort Riley Military Retiree Council. Also in studio, Jerry McBride, Public Health Department from the Irwin Army Community Hospital. We're talking about Fort Riley's Retiree Appreciation Day coming up on Saturday, October 20th. That'll be at Riley's Conference Center. And we talked a little bit about the speaker who will be there at the event. And could you reiterate a little bit about that?
Let me just share with the people. The doors will open at 7:30 that morning, and the program starts at 8:30. So if you want to be there for the entire event, plan on an early arrival. We'll be greeted by the program will begin with Colonel Schrader, the garrison commander, greeting the retirees, followed immediately by Major General Kulishevsky, the 1st Infantry Division commanding general, will be the first two people that they will see and hear from that morning. And then we'll hear from the Irwin Army Community Hospital, and Colonel Brown is going to be gone, so Lieutenant Colonel Donald Sexton will be speaking on behalf of the hospital. And we have a lot of other speakers, but the one that the retirees always anticipate and look forward to is Glenn Suter. He is the world's expert on TRICARE. And every retiree worries about TRICARE because it changes constantly. So with that, that's the one that, and he comes on at 11 o'clock. So if you don't get there for the opening events, you want to be there by 11 to hear Glenn Suter talk, because he's going to do. We've added a couple of things this year we've never had before. Kansas Commission on Veterans Affairs will be there, and they have a mobile office set up so that any challenges that any retiree has, they can tap into their system. And they'll have that office set up right outside Riley's Conference Center. So they're going to be there. And Jeremy Miller will be the speaker in the afternoon for that. We have had an update on legislative affairs. That's also something that retirees think about a lot. And this year, one of our own members, Brigadier General Dale Williamson, will be the legislative update speaker. When General Williamson retired, he spent 12 years as a Senate staffer, so he does understand pretty much the political scene and stuff like that. So anyway, it's a full day of speakers. The last one is Pam Maxwell talking about long-term care. A lot of people don't understand that. My wife and I bought long-term care insurance a long time ago, because we had parents that spent a lot of time in nursing homes and such as that. So that's really an important thing for retirees to think about. So it's a pretty good informative session, day-long informative session. So you can come anytime. You don't have to be there at 7:30. But I tell you about Glenn Suter speaking at 1100 hours, and most retirees want to hear what TRICARE is going to do next.
That's retired Colonel C.K. Hutchinson here in studio talking with me. And what are the numbers you're hoping to see from this event? What do you typically see, and what are you hoping you're going to see this upcoming event?
Well, last year I think we ran 350 or so people. I'm hoping we have 500, since it's a Saturday event, and the working class of retirees hopefully will have Saturday off and be able to attend. And I want to ask Jerry, the inoculations are always a very popular thing. Do you know what the shots are we're going to be doing?
Yes, I do. Of course, we're going to do the flu shot. We are also going to have Tdap, pneumonia, and the shingles vaccine on board. So if you have shot records, please bring them. We'll update them, and then we will also carry that information and enter it back into the hospital system.
And I know we touched on it a little bit in the previous, but maybe we should expand as well as reiterate some of the things we already touched on other medical services that will be available there.
Okay, you've heard about the changing of TRICARE. So a lot of people, including myself, don't really like maneuvering around the TRICARE site. Not that it's impossible, it's just time consuming. So we will have benefits counselors. And I really, really want to tell you that those counselors know what they're doing. I had to use one myself, and I have a computer background, and they were wonderful. They got me signed up under the right TRICARE plan. They helped me pick a provider. They're very, very helpful, and they will be there. And I suggest that if you have any questions at all about how to maneuver on the TRICARE site or any benefits that the hospital has to offer, please go and see them.
And is there also a, maybe we could direct them to your site as well. Do you have a website that for with more information they might be able to check out if they want to learn more?
They can go to, just look it up, Fort Riley site, and it will have connections.
All right.
I just want to comment about a couple of things. Let me again thank Colonel Brown and the Irwin Army Community Hospital staff for what they do and helping with to make this a great event. And then I want to say thank you to the members of the Retiree Council. 25 people that serve year-round, and these are all military retired people. We have 12 officers, 12 non-commissioned officers, and one widow or widower that serves on. So it makes the 25 people, plus our retirement service officer at Fort Riley is Deb Shelke. She's also retired military. So that whole package of people that work year-round to do other things, but the big event, our Christmas, is Retiree Appreciation Day that we look forward to each year. So I just want to say thank you to a lot of people that spend a lot of time working on behalf of the 43,000 retirees in our area.
As a retired Colonel C.K. Hutchinson, chairman of the Fort Riley Military Retiree Council, just you heard talking there. Also in studio, Jerry McBride, Public Health Department from the Irwin Army Community Hospital. And we're running up on our time limit here. Is there any final thoughts or any other information you might want to get out there that maybe I haven't touched on?
If I may interject a little bit. We get the retiree newsletter that has a lot of information on it. And so while you're visiting the Retiree Appreciation Day and you're retiree and you would like to be on that mailing list, please contact them. It has a ton of information about retiree benefits, what's happening in the world, and just get a hold of them and make sure you're on that list. It's a great informational newsletter.
We do have a great newsletter editor, Lieutenant Colonel Wayne Converse, retired, who stepped up and said, okay, I'll do it. He does a great job. But it's almost all emailed out. We do a few to people that just don't have email that we will do by direct mail. But the cost of doing it makes it prohibitive. So we encourage anybody to sign up. You'll have the opportunity to do that on that day, to sign up for that. There's going to be the ID card people are going to be there for those who have some identification problems. And one more quick thing, you got to call Deb Shelke, 785-239-3320, no later than tomorrow if you're coming to the lunch.
All right. And just a reminder, that's Fort Riley's Retiree Appreciation Day coming up on Saturday, October 20th. It starts at 8:30, but registration opens at 7:30. That'll be at Riley's Conference Center. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you, Nick.
All right. Now, coming up after the break, in studio, we'll have Manhattan Catholic Schools Principal Scott Holsoff and Flint Hills Christian School Principal Tim McDonald. So stay tuned for more on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by the McCain Performance Series.